It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. Signature gathering efforts are getting underway in California for a ballot measure that would end the death penalty. Supporters of the Savings, Accountability, and Full Enforcement for California Act want the measure on the 2012 ballot in November. Campaign manager Natasha Minsker says the initiative would replace death sentences with life in prison without parole.
Murder victim family members are part of this campaign, and that includes murder victim family members where the perpetrator, the killer of their loved one, is on death row in California. And what they say firsthand is that California's death penalty is a cruel and empty promise to victims' families.
Minsker says the initiative would also require restitution payments to victim families. More than 500,000 signatures are required before the end of February to secure a place on the ballot. Harriet Salerno with the group Crime Victims United opposes the initiative, saying it's the death penalty appeals process that should be changed. The Great California Pension Debate begins anew today as a joint Senate Assembly Committee meets to discuss potential changes. Democratic Senator Gloria Negrete-McLeod, who co-chair the committee, says she wants to cut down on systemic abuses like pension holidays spiking and double dipping.
If there's problems, we have to fix them because we have to make sure that the public actually thinks that we're good stewards of the public dollar.
Republican Senator Mimi Walters agrees with those changes, but says the state must also move from the current defined benefit system, where employees get a set payment each month, to a hybrid 401k-style system.
We have anywhere from $100 billion to $500 billion in unfunded pension liabilities, and we simply cannot continue down this path. We have to have major reform.
Both senators say they're eager to hear Governor Jerry Brown's plan. The governor expected to release that plan tomorrow. From KRC, that's the